The capture of Johar Tsarnaev prompted celebrations after police were given the stand-down order. Mayor Thomas Menino announced the arrest.
Today, because of the hard work of so many individuals, my boss, the police, working together with the state police, we have a conclusion that we're all satisfied with.
It was a happy finish to what had been a long and tense day for the city of Boston and its suburbs.
The search goes on for the 19-year-old suspect.
Throughout the day, the streets had been eerily deserted in the financial heart of this historic city. A lockdown and mass transit shutdown left these stranded travelers frightened and forlorn.
I'm just trying to go see my parents, my mom and my father. That's all I'm trying to do.
I feel like a third world country right now. That fear of like a car can explode right now. I can't believe it. I'm an American, and to be faced with this dilemma is absolutely horrible.
It was here in the suburb of Watertown the night before that the suspects in the marathon attack hurled explosives at police during a firefight that killed one officer and Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the suspect's older brother. A once ordinary suburban shopping center became a staging ground in the hunt for the younger brother and a stakeout for the global and local media covering the drama.
Now they're searching for Johar Tsarnaev. He's 19 years old.
A scene like this is highly unusual, even after a terrorist attack. And the lockdown over such a broad area of Greater Boston challenges the sense of safety that comes with suburban living.
A shelter-in-place order forced businesses to close and some of the world's most prestigious universities to shut their gates. And the suburbs, where people live the American dream, became ghost towns, the broad streets desolate, save for the occasional intrepid resident.
It is shocking, and there is that part of you that just doesn't want to think that it could happen here, but it has, and we are strong.
Bostonians said they were determined to keep living normal lives in spite of the terror attack. But that was no simple feat under a state of siege. Jerome Sokolovsky, VOA News, Boston.